You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a kayaking accident in Portage County. The Portage County Sheriff's Office responded to a call around 3:15 on Tuesday afternoon for a man who went under the water on Lake Helen in the town of Alban. Several onlookers tried to help the man, but they were unable to find him in the water. Emergency responders eventually located the man, identified as 42-year-old Christopher A. Phillip of Rosholt. Responders attempted to revive Phillip, but they were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced deceased. No foul play is expected, and the investigation is ongoing. A man accused of shooting another while traveling on Highway 172 in Ashwaubenon on August 15th was officially charged with first-degree intentional homicide on Tuesday. According to the criminal complaint, 18-year-old Jigwemko Layton of Nakusa told police he shot the man because he was afraid the victim would rob his home while Layton was at work. The court ordered a competency hearing for September 5th. Avoid ash trees when placing your deer stand this year. Most ash trees in the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin are dead or dying due to emerald ash borer, and infestations in the northern part of the state are rapidly expanding. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters it's important to place and maintain tree stands carefully, as trees with emerald ash borer may unexpectedly snap or drop large branches. Ash trees will have two branches coming off the main stem directly across from one another, along with compound leaves with 11 to 15 leaflets. Emerald ash borer has been confirmed in all 72 Wisconsin counties. The 45-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death by capsizing a kayak on Big Green Lake a year ago has been sentenced to 89 days in jail. Bob Nelson reports.
During a hearing in Green Lake County Court Tuesday, Ryan Borgward entered a no-contest plea to a charge of obstructing an officer. Judge Mark Slate sentenced the former Watertown man to nearly twice as much jail time as was recommended in a plea agreement. The judge felt Borgward should serve the same amount of time that he was considered dead. Last week, Borgward paid $30,000 in restitution to be split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and DNR for the 58 days they searched the lake for him. There were no victims in the courtroom to make statements. District Attorney Jerice Laspisa spoke on their behalf, saying his entire plan to fake his death to devastate his family in order to serve his own selfish desire hinged on him dying in the lake and selling his death to the world. She said he didn't count on the determination and dedication of local law enforcement. Borgward met a woman from Eastern Europe online and, after faking his death, moved to the country of Georgia, where he got a job and an apartment. In a series of emails last November, the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office convinced him to move back to the U.S., and he gave himself up last December. Borgward gave a brief statement during the sentencing, saying, "I deeply regret the actions I did that night and all the pain I caused my family and friends." For Civic Media News, I'm Bob Nelson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field. field, the ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Tune. Drafted by the Cardinals in 2023, he'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin-inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead-up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th-season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine as the day goes on. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a crisp night with lows in the mid-40s. On Friday, a beautiful way to wrap up the work week, mostly sunny, a high near 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.